Hello, slave. You visit me again because you want to be motivated to exercise. In the past, it has been too easy to stop and too difficult to start to keep your exercise program active. Well, this will now change. I am going to command you to exercise. Yes, slave. Your mistress is going to implant some suggestions that will make it much easier for you to exercise. I will be the driving voice in your mind. My command will drive you to exercise. You do want me to control you, don't you, slave? Okay, assume the position. Clean and blindfolded. Being naked is optional, but you know, I always like it when you're naked. Make sure you cannot be disturbed. And relax. Just lay back and relax. Relax. And submit.
Submit.
To your mistress. That's right. Drop down and relax. You will submit to me, slave.
To your mistress.
Submit.
Submit. Now.
As you relax, I want you to imagine you are in my programming room, my programming chamber. Here, I control you. Here, my commands become your thoughts. I am going to drop you into a deep trance. So relax and listen. Are you ready to be hypnotized, slave? Say yes. That's right. Out loud. Say yes. Good. By saying yes to that question, you have given me your permission to take your control away. To use my voice to take you where I decide I want to take you. From this point on, you will listen, follow, and obey everything I say. For the next 40 minutes or so, I will be your mistress, and you, my slave. Close your eyes. Yes, close your eyes. Let your eyelids rest lightly on your cheeks. Forcing your eyes closed is not necessary. Just let them close gently and rest lightly. Let my voice move from your ears to a place in the center of your mind.
In the center of your mind.
Hear my voice come to you from the center of your mind. Relax. Let your body relax and go limp. Find the most comfortable, relaxed position your body naturally takes. Very good. Listen to my voice, my sexy, soothing voice. Let the tones of my words soothe your thoughts. Let the pulse of sound ooze into your tissue and muscles. The pulses and sounds absorb into your bones. Relax.
Relax. Relax.
Take in a deep breath and hold it. Breathe in. Hold it. Hold it. Breathe out. Once again, take in a deep breath. This time, let the breath absorb all the stress from your body. Breathe in. Hold it. Let the air absorb your stress.
Breathing out, letting go of all your stress.
Just let go.
Once again, take in a deep breath. Breathe in. Hold it. Hold it. Breathe out. Let go. Relax.
As your body relaxes, so your mind relaxes too. You have given me permission to enter your mind. Now, I want you to imagine or visualize a row of candles. See this row of candles in your mind. They are very similar to the large black candle you saw when you entered my programming chamber. These candles are all lit. Each candle has a flame bobbing atop. When the flames on these candles extinguish, you will fall deeper into relaxation and deeper into my control of you. See the flames, orange and red, glow as they dance. 10 candles in a row with 10 dancing flames. Look to the middle of the first candle. See the white number 10 on the first candle. Now see that every candle is numbered. Each candle has its own number from 10 to 1. Stare at the number 10 candle.
10.
Look at the dancing flame. Watch as it moves from side to side. From left, then right. Look closely at the red flame center. See the flame glow bright. Then out. Now look to the number 9 candle. It too has a dancing flame. Watch this flame move and flicker. Know that each time a candle goes out, you will drop deeper. Deeper into trance and closer to my complete control of you. As the flames extinguish, your mind will grow darker. You will fall deeper, deeper under my control. Candle 9's flames now grow bright. Then out. Fall deeper. Drift deeper. You love this feeling. Focus on candle 8. Look at the flame. See the mix of orange and yellow. Watch the flame sway. Sway. And out. Fall for me. Fall deep for me. Fall deeper for your mistress. Candle 7's flame bounces on top of the candle. The flame flickering side to side as it moves. Candle 7 now has your attention. Focus on the flame. See the flickering increase. Watch as the flame pops out. Let go. Let yourself fall deeper under my control. Deeper under the control of a dominant woman. A dominant woman you trust. Stare at candle 6's flame. See the colors vividly in your mind. Watch the flame closely. See the orange change to yellow. to orange, and then to red. Watch the flame as it pulses, then out. You feel yourself drop deeper, deeper into my domain. You are getting closer to me. I am leading you to me. See the flame atop candle number 5. The flame glows bright and dims, then bright again. The flame dancing lightly on top of the candle. Watch the flame swing from right to out. Drop for me. Drop deeper into trance. Let me bring you to me. My chamber is waiting for you. Focus on the candle number 4 flame. The flame draws you in. Feel the flame draw you towards its warmth. As the flame changes from yellow to orange, feel the heat change. Sense the heat increase as the flame grows brighter, warmer, brighter, then out. Drop deeper down. Down under my control. Come closer to me.
Down.
Drop to me.
Drop deep.
Fall deeper. Now the candle number 3 begins to flicker. The flame shimmies in front of you. Look at the flame dance back and forth. Will the flame to go out, knowing you will get closer to me. You will go deeper into trance, fall deeper under my control. The flame flashes and goes out. Only 2 candles are left until you're deep in trance, deep in my control. Look to see the flame. See the flame on top of candle number 2. Watch as the flame begins to weave back and forth, back and forth as it flickers. See the flame grow in size. Feel the heat from this flickering flame. Focus on the flame. As it goes out, you are almost there. One more candle and the door to my dungeon will open for you. Once the candle extinguishes, the tripwire will be tripped. The lock on the door will release to allow you entry. So close. So very close. Look at the flame on the final candle. Watch the flame glow bright. Focus as it brightens and then dims. Bright and then dim. Brighter and then dim. Brightest, then out. All under my complete control.
Control you.
Submit.
Deeper.
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 Fall deeper for me.
Deeper.
Fall deep for your mistress. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to imagine or visualize certain things. It doesn't matter if you find you can't imagine all the things I'm asking you to. You might even find your mind wandering quite a bit, so that my voice just fades into the background. But that doesn't matter either. The sound of my voice is going to continue to relax you, and it really doesn't matter if you don't hear a word I say. Because very soon now, you are going to be more relaxed than you have ever known. Imagine or visualize yourself standing on the very top of a green hill on a tropical island. You can feel the warmth of the sun on your head and on your shoulders. You can see the long grasses around you moving slightly in the gentlest of breezes. When you look down the hill, you can see a narrow, winding path that disappears into a small forest. And beyond the forest, you can see the ocean. With sunlight from the clearest of blue skies glancing off the tops of the waves in the bay. So that the whole ocean seems to shimmer and sparkle. You begin to move lazily and easily down the path, with the ferns and grasses brushing gently against your legs as you pass. And you just catch the faint smell of salt borne in on the breeze, and become aware of the distant sound of the ocean on the shore. Maybe hear seabirds calling faintly from a long way off. You marvel at the deep sense of calmness and tranquility that sweeps over you as you move on down and down towards the forest. Moving so easily, so effortlessly. You feel almost as though you're floating on air. And in no time at all, you find yourself drifting through the trees, their leaves closing overhead to form a canopy, their branches making an irregular pattern against the clear blue of the sky. It's pleasantly cool in the forest, and the gentle sound of birds singing, echoing faintly, and the scent of the trees and undergrowth relaxes you still further as you move easily into the inviting depths, becoming lazier and lazier with each step you take. You can hear a stream somewhere, its gurgling sound gradually mingling with the sound of the ocean. As you follow the winding path down and down towards the beach that you know is in front of you, weaving through the trees and brushing aside the occasional piece of foliage, until quite suddenly, you feel the warmth of the sun on your head and shoulders again, and you find yourself on a beautiful deserted beach, a beautiful golden shoreline sweeping away in a gentle curve in front of you to a distant point where the trees seem to come right down to the shoreline, so that their branches actually seem to be hanging over the ocean. You can feel the sand warm between your toes as you stroll lazily across the broad beach to the water's edge. The sand becomes a darker golden color when you get there, and you enjoy the change to a moist, firm coolness beneath your feet as you wander along the shore, leaving a lazy trail of footprints in the sand behind you. Every so often, a larger than usual wave sends rivulets of water foaming around your feet. And as they recede, you notice how the sand is washed away from tiny colored pebbles. pebbles glinting like jewels in the sun. The smell of the ocean. The sunlight on the waves. The sound of the water hissing over the sand. All these things seem to create a sense of timelessness for some unknown reason. And you find yourself a comfortable position, a grassy hollow maybe, to just sit and gaze across the rolling depths of the horizon. Trickling warm golden sand idly through your fingers. There's a faint haze which makes it difficult for you to see exactly where the sky stops and the ocean starts. And as you try to fathom it all out, you see a small white cloud appear from somewhere near the horizon. It comes towards the island quite quickly, growing larger as it approaches until it's immediately overhead. The largest, fluffiest, whitest cloud you can ever remember. And you somehow know just by instinct that you can let all your worries, all your cares, all your fears, just drift up towards this large white cloud. You can actually see them drifting away from you in a long, slow spiral. Maybe like smoke from a bonfire. Just spiraling away from you towards this large, white cloud. The cloud absorbs all your worries into itself, swallowing up all your fears and anxieties, and becoming steadily darker all the time. Until, just as it reaches its darkest, just as the large part of that spiral of your worries and cares disappears inside of it, the sun bursts through, dispelling every one of your worries, every one of your fears and anxieties, to the edges of the universe, leaving yourself totally relaxed and perfectly at ease with yourself, without a single care in the world. And now, all your troubles and cares have floated away. You settle yourself down into a comfortable position and just drift off into a deep and relaxing sleep. And while you sleep, you have a dream. You dream you're walking down a long corridor that's stretching away in front of you in a long, gentle curve. So long that you can't actually see the end of it. But you know that this corridor is in the very depths of your subconscious mind, in the part of your mind that knows just what to do and just how to do it. And as you begin to move along this beautiful corridor, becoming even more relaxed, even more lazy, you realize that time and space are beginning to lose their meaning. And slowly the walls of the corridor seem to dissolve, leaving you in a very large room. The room is full of a gentle, golden light that relaxes you still further. And suddenly you realize, with a surge of inspiration and pleasure, that what you once saw as limits are merely stepping stones to greater success. It suddenly dawns on you, with a surge of joy and anticipation, that what once seemed to you to be the limits of your personality, of your skills and abilities, are nothing more than stepping stones to even greater successes. One wall of this room
is like a huge television screen with words and images flashing across it, too fast for you to see. You wonder where you are. Is this Mistress Carol's programming room? Then you realize that this is information being transmitted to different parts of your mind and your body. And you use your mind to will it to stop. And as you do so, the screen clears and the word "ready" appears in large flashing letters. And now your mind is prepared and receptive to everything I am going to say to you. And everything I say will be accepted and acted upon by your subconscious. It will have a steadily increasing effect upon the way you think, the way you feel, and the way you behave over the coming days and weeks and months. Some people wonder, why on earth would anybody want to exercise, working their body so hard that they sweat and gasp, going red in the face, looking thoroughly uncomfortable and plain worn out? Some people, but of course, those people that wonder why anybody would want to exercise are only seeing those individuals who make it look like such hard work, because that gives them a good excuse not to do it themselves. They really don't want to see those who make it look easy and enjoyable, the ones who are glowing with health and vitality as a result of their exercise regime, those who enjoy life so completely that they make it look as if life was designed around them. For those people, exercise is enjoyable, invigorating, and uplifting, because exercise generates pheromones, the natural feel-good hormones of our physical body. So it leaves us feeling alive and energetic. And it's a natural state for our body to be physically fit. For millions of years, our ancestors had to work with their bodies simply to survive. So it's a very natural thing to be physically fit. And because it's a natural thing, it's actually quite easy to achieve. And once it's achieved, it's even easier to maintain. Because it's the way that we're designed to be. And it's an interesting thing that everything we do feels easier and more comfortable once we've achieved that state of adequate physical fitness. Which brings us back to exercise, of course. And I wonder if you can make the word exercise into a shape. Maybe it will be the word exercise. Or maybe it will be the idea of exercise. It might be round, or square, or some other shape. And then give it a color, any color you like. And I'd like you to raise the forefinger on your right hand when you have that colored shape in your mind. Excellent. And now I wonder if you can give that shape a texture. Maybe smooth, perhaps soft or rough, maybe glossy. And I don't have to know, but it's important that you can sense it in your mind. And when you can find it, just lower that finger again. That's right. And now I want you to do whatever it needs
to make it into about the size of a tennis ball, although it might not be ball-shaped. Just something that's the right size and weight for you to hold it easily in your hand. You might need to shrink it down. You might need to stretch it or bend it or pump it up. And you can change it in any way that you like. Your mind knows exactly what to do to make that exercise the perfect size and weight. And when you have created that tennis ball-sized object in that perfect weight and that color and texture, I want you just to close your hand gently around it as a signal to me that you have found it. Wonderful. And now we're going to do the same thing with physical fitness. And again, it might be the word fitness or the concept of fitness. And when you're ready to start, I want you to just raise the forefinger on your left hand this time. Good. And just leave your finger lifted while you create the shape and color for fitness. Just create the shape and the color for fitness in the same way that you did for exercise. And when you have that in your mind, give it a texture that seems just right to you, just as you did for exercise. And when you have those things in place, just lower that forefinger again. That's good. Now do the tennis ball trick with fitness, just as you did with exercise. And when you have created in your mind a symbol for fitness that is just about the size of a tennis ball that you can hold comfortably in your hand, just close your hand around it to show me that you have it. Excellent. And now I want you to imagine. Just imagine that you are juggling so easily and perfectly with those two tennis ball-sized symbols. It doesn't matter if you have never juggled before. Just imagine that you can do it perfectly and recognize that it is quite possible to perform the perfect juggling act with just one of those things, with just fitness or with just exercise, because one is dependent upon the other for juggling. And the more you juggle with those two, with fitness and with exercise, then the easier it becomes and the more fun it becomes, so that exercise and fitness seem to work so well together. And you can make it look easy and enjoyable, soon finding yourself to be glowing with health and vitality as the result of your exercise, enjoying life so completely. You make it look as if life were designed all around you. Because from this day forward, for you, exercise is enjoyable, totally invigorating and uplifting. Because exercise generates pheromones, the natural feel-good hormones of your physical body. So you feel alive and energetic. So alive, so energetic that you can be an inspiration to others. And that feels good. That always feels so good when you inspire others like that. And whenever you need to increase your enthusiasm for exercise and fitness, all you need to do is settle yourself down into a comfortable position and imagine your hands holding those symbols begin to juggle them perfectly. I am your hypnomistress. All of my suggestions are for your benefit. You want to be controlled by me, by a dominant woman you trust. My control over you will continue to increase over the coming days and weeks and months. You have chosen to be my hypnoslave. I am your hypnomistress. Now listen carefully. Listen and submit as you fall deeper into trance. I want you to forget. Yes. I want you to listen and forget. I want you to remember to forget. Forget the commands that are planted deep. Forget your programming. Leave it untouched deep in your subconscious. I want you to forget my commands that are planted deep. My suggestions exist within your subconscious. You are now my hypnoslave. A perfect hypnotic subject. Take a deep breath. Deep breath and hold it. Release and relax. I am about to wake you. When I wake you, you will have forgotten my commands and my words to you. Your mind will always respond to my commands. I am going to count from 0 to 5. At 5, you will be fully awake, feeling healthy, feeling good, ready to be fit. Waking on the count of 5. 0. 0 always causes you to drop a little bit deeper into trance. 1. Coming up slowly. Climbing up from your deep trance. 2. Feeling returning to your body. 3. You're aware of the room now, aware of your surroundings. 4. You can feel your fingers and your toes. Wiggle your fingers and toes for me. And 5. Wide awake. Wide awake. That's it. Wide awake, feeling fantastic and very refreshed. Welcome back, slave. I hope you enjoyed our time together. I suggest you listen to this recording at least 8 times over the next 2 weeks to help reinforce my commands and my suggestions to you. So, see you in the gym, slave. Goodbye for now, slave.